think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
I welcome Professor Dante Loretta, University of Arizona, most importantly, the author of a new book, The Asteroid Hunter, A Scientist's Journey to the Dawn of Our Solar System. Professor, congratulations. This is wonderful, but we get in a time machine and go to February of 2004, a clear day in Arizona. You are an assistant professor at the time, looking forward to tenure, and your good friend and boss, Mike Drake, calls you on your mobile phone and says, come on over here to the Arizona Inn and meet Steve Price from Lockheed. That day begins a journey that we're just now illustrating in your new book. So who was Steve Price? Who was Mike Drake? And what did you learn that day? Good evening to you.
Thank you, John. I'm thrilled to be here. Mike Drake was the director of the Lunar and Planetary Laboratory at the University of Arizona. And he was the one who hired me at that point about 3 years ago onto the faculty here. LPL was founded by Gerard Kuiper, famous planetary scientist, really founded the field and was heavily involved in the Surveyor and Apollo programs at the dawn of the American space age. And the Lunar Planetary Laboratory has been a training ground for young planetary scientists throughout that time. So Mike and I were both cosmochemists, that is, chemists who study material from outer space, lunar samples, meteorites, comet dust. And we had bonded quite a bit over those 3 years because of our shared scientific interests, and our personalities just really clicked. And he had taken me under his wing, and he was my mentor and my dear friend. And Steve Price was from Lockheed Martin, and he was the director of business development and recently had worked with LPL to win a mission called the Phoenix Mars Lander, which had been awarded that year in 2004. And Steve was there to recruit Mike to be the principal investigator, which is the person in charge of these NASA missions, has full authority for the scientific integrity, as well as managing the resources to deliver to the agency. And Steve wanted to bring Mike and the University of Arizona back to the table with Lockheed Martin to go after a new mission, asteroid sample return.
Asteroid sample return. At this point, to your knowledge, and you were halfway this, halfway that, but you knew everything about the NASA missions. Was there a comparable mission underway at that moment? Did you talk about it?
Yes, the Japanese Aerospace Exploration Agency was developing and flying Hayabusa, their first attempt to retrieve a sample from an asteroid. And that was in flight to their target asteroid, Itokawa.
So it was in the air. Let us begin with Dante Loretta as a young man in the desert where you grew up, a man from the desert, in the desert, always thinking desert. It's a lively place, and apparently you have a favorite rock in the desert. So I imagine you sitting at your favorite rock, imagining your future. And from there, you went to the University of Arizona. When did NASA become part of your imagination, Dante?
When I was a senior at the University of Arizona in the fall of 1992, I was pretty directionless. I'd been wandering around, going to concerts, backpacking, hiking around the deserts and the mountains all over the Southwest of the United States. But I was looking for something, for a spark, for a direction, and getting a little worried because it was last year of school and I didn't really have any idea what I was going to do when I graduated college. And then I got a newspaper, the student newspaper, the Arizona Daily Wildcat, and there was a job ad, full page, that said work for NASA. And that just lit my imagination. It seemed impossible. NASA was the best of the best, where the geniuses worked, and they launched these fantastic missions of exploration. And I honestly didn't think I was good enough to do something like that. But I was so excited that I worked hard on that job application and luckily got that undergraduate research position. It seemed like the coolest thing in the world at the time.
You're in the Looney Lab right now at the University of Arizona. I believe you write in your book, and it's extremely well written and autobiographical. You didn't know the Looney Lab existed your 4 years at Arizona. Did they hide it? Is it behind a security screen?
Yeah, it's an interesting department. So we are, as far as I know, the only department of planetary sciences, strictly focused on planetary sciences. Usually we're stuck in with the astronomy or the geology departments. So when we focus on our PhD program, that's our primary educational activity, is training graduate students to be future scientific researchers in planetary science. We offer a few general education courses, but those are taken by non-science majors typically. So I was a physics major, math major. I had all of my science requirements and then some. So I never needed to look at the general education classes, and I wasn't a PhD student. So the planetary sciences program really wasn't very obvious on campus in those days.
You have a better idea. You and Mike are going to go to an asteroid. You don't know what asteroid. The idea is a sample return. Hayabusa's en route, so there's no failure to talk about. There's only dreams. And Lockheed presents this mission. However, we now have, and Dante's book is wonderful, for everyone listening who wants to go to the stars, NASA has guidelines, and those guidelines must be met, spending money preciously. And Dante's book is a wonderful example of try, and try again. Rejection makes you better. So in July of 2004, you submit your first proposal for a sample return mission, and it's rejected. However, I credit you and Mike. It just made you redouble your efforts. You just went back in. And do I say that correctly, that you were not disappointed? You took the criticism from NASA and rebuilt.
Yeah, it was an eye-opener for sure. We thought we had a great proposal, and it was very strong, and it got the lowest ranking NASA can give a concept like this, what we call Category 4, which I won't mince words. It was a gut punch. You hope you put something credible forward. So when you get something like that, it really makes you think. And what we recognized right away was we were both pretty green. Mike and I were laboratory scientists. Mike had been running the laboratory, which had been leading a lot of these space missions, but he had been the administrator working with the university and so on, not actually in the trenches building hardware or flying these programs. And so we knew we had the skill set around us and that we could move this forward. But I think the most important thing was it felt really good. The team felt great. There was this energy where you start to become part of something much bigger than yourself. And if you've never experienced that, it's hard to explain, but you get this sense of this momentum that's kind of behind you, and it's just pushing you forward, and you want to ride it and see where it's going to take you.
In November 06, there's a NASA program called, there's a NASA competition, and you enter into it. You're versus GRAIL, which is an Earth mission, I believe. You're versus VESPER, that's a Venus mission. And you've got a mission now to a place in the universe. What is 1999 RQ36?
Yes. Whenever a new asteroid is discovered, it immediately gets a catalog number. And the first four digits are the year. So 1999 RQ36 is an asteroid that was discovered in 1999. And then the RQ36 is a counter. It starts out with A, goes through Z, and then it goes to AA, and then AA1. So you can get a sense of how many asteroids were being discovered in that time frame. So RQ36 tells you it was several hundred asteroids down the list of what was discovered that year.
The identification of that asteroid gives the application to NASA great weight. But there are other things that have to be dealt with, like the competition with other missions. NASA's only going to fund one of these missions, maybe. And in December of 2007, Dante Loretta, Mike Drake, and the whole team that have worked for years are rejected. When we come back, what next? The book is Asteroid Hunter, A Scientist's Journey to the Dawn of Our Solar System. Dante S. Loretta, professor at the University of Arizona, is the author. I'm John Batchelor.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.